podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. All right, today we got a long podcast today, so I'm going to keep the intro really short, Coach, because we basically have two questions. And if it's like last week, you and I could talk about this for like an eon.
Well, like we've learned that we talked about defense is more complex than people really think. Like we could probably spend a whole year on just talking about defense each podcast. 52 podcasts about defense. That's how complex it is.
Easy. So before we do that, let's give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Like I said last week, love them. We own three of them. Mention High School Hoops or Coach Unplugged and you get $350 off. It is the best discount. Part of my deal is I got to take care of my people. And you'll see on the web that they'll offer $300 off. $350 is Coach Unplugged. $350 is Coach Collins, High School Hoops, all that. So if I go with them next year, it's going to be more than everybody else, or I'm not doing it because I want to help out my audience. And then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. I'm hyperventilating on a daily basis because, like I told Coach before we went on the air, I made my first payment for college. Like I could buy it. I don't even want to start doing the math on how much money I'm going to spend in college. Anyway, so Coach Collins needs to maybe go to McDonald's next week. So go over and check out teachhoops.com. Yes. Oh my God. And then, yes. Oh, the funny part is we had new siding put on our house. Well, you can't just do new siding. Then you got to get new lights for the outside. And then you got to get a new screen door. It's like, oh my God. It's like this can of worms. Anyway. All right, so let's go to the first question. Questions to ask when you're doing your defense. Okay, so here's the first question I ask, and you know, is can I beat the best team on my schedule with the defense that I'm going to do? If that answer is yes, then you can keep it. If it's no, why are you doing it? Unless you want to be 500. What's your thought on that, Coach? Because I always, my entire goal, my entire coaching career is I want to win a state title. I want to win a state title this year. I want to win a state title next year. I want to win a state title the following year. It's been that since we were bad. I don't care. That's the goal. Everything we do is based on doing that.
Well, I think like if you aim that high, you're going to get to be able to beat any other team. You know what I'm saying? So like if you want to you're basically saying that I want to select a defense that's going to be put me in a position to beat the best teams. Right. If you can beat the best teams with this defense, you'll be able to beat all the other teams, right? That's what you're saying.
Yes, don't you think?
No, it makes complete sense.
I mean, that's everything. Okay. So this is what you're hearing right now is someone's printing something in my office because that's just the way, and we don't edit this stuff out. So if you hear the printer going off, that's why. Anyway, you got to be able to beat the best team. I mean, you and I were talking about that last week about funnel down. That's why it came about because I couldn't. There were teams. Obviously, it wasn't like 2005 when I had Wesley, but when I had some other teams, I was trying to figure out ways that I could beat teams that probably were superior to me. That's how funnel down came about because I had to come up with a way. A defense that will allow me to beat a team that you play 100. It's his math teacher in me. You play a game 100 times, they're going to beat me 90.
Right.
So I got to figure out the 10. Like, how can I do the 10? Like, that's the kicker, you know? Like USA basketball when they lost to Nigeria or whatever. Like,
they still won the gold.
They still won the gold. But I'm just saying, like, they could probably play that game 1,000 times and they win that 10 Nigeria. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they play that now, they lose by 30.
Right.
So that's what you have to do as a coach. So So I think that's important. I also think here's one that I don't think people dive into is, does the defense get better as the season goes on? Because you can play a box and one in November and probably beat somebody. Probably. But I'm not sure that defense is going to be effective for you in March. I mean, I don't know. What do you think?
Here's some of my questions. I always think about defense. Is this adaptive? Can I make small changes to it throughout the course of the year? I had some big success running the 3-2 a years ago, and I liked it because I could change it based on my personnel and the kids that I had. I could trap different ways. So I like to look at defenses like, can I make this adaptive? Can I do things out of it? Can I face guard and still be able to do this? Can I do that? So I think about defense as is it adaptive? Can my team rebound out of it? I think it's huge. You know, when you run a defense, how well
do they rebound? I do like that. That was actually on my list when we were developing the funnel down. It's like, are the people in the positions that they can rebound? Yes. Because if you're out of position, that I love the 1-3-1. I love the 1-3-1. But the problem is people are out of position at times, unless you're playing it really packed or compact. Right. They're out of position at times in the
one. And you have to really, in practice, we talked about last week in our podcast, the time in practice, that would be something where you actually have to teach kids when you're on this part of the zone, how to rebound, where you're going to find people, where bodies are. Like, you have to be able to teach that, because I think sometimes you think it's a great defense, but if you can't rebound out of it, you're screwed.
I think that word's okay. I'm just thinking, oh my God, we just messed up our clean podcast there.
Screwed.
I'll say it again. We're talking about screwdrivers.
Yes.
And going to the Ace Hardware or whatever.
Yes.
Who are not sponsors of High School Hoops. Yes, I think you're right.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think, does it get better as the season goes along? Can you rebound? Is it effective? I think the postseason and can you beat the best teams on the schedule? Because I guarantee everyone that's listening to High School Hoops right now is probably a high school basketball coach. But better than that, I believe you all know who the best teams in your conference are going to be, or in your region or your area or your state or whatever. We all know that, like, ooh, that team's got that guy. Ooh, how am I going to stop him? So I think that's a key component to it. Can you win in the postseason? Can you do those kind of things? What do you look for in a defense? This is pivoting to the next question, but
what do I look for in a defense?
I know what I look for, and I wrote it on our list, but what do you look for?
My big look for is, how does it fit the team that I'm coaching that season? How does it fit? You know, how does the things that we have help us? So, like, if you have size, is this more effective? Are we slow? Like, does it fit our strengths and weaknesses as a team? I think that's huge. That's a big question.
Yeah. I'll go through some of the specific ones I sent you, but I want lower field goal percentage.
Oh, you're talking about, like, other questions of, like, the criteria of what.
Yeah. Why do you pick a specific one? Well, I want you to take bad shots, right? So maybe I'm a fast team and you're a slow team. I want you to shoot shots at a fast pace. So I want you to do, I want to lower your field goal percentage. And somehow take you out of something that you're good at. And then you'll notice on my list, improve rebounding was the second one. You know, but I there's two things. I want to lower your field goal percentage. That's one of the reasons I basically invented the funnel down defense, is I wanted you to take shots that you are not normally taking, that are going to be harder for you, and that you're going to miss. I also want something that's going to complement my offense. You know, I'm not going to play the Grinnell system and then play a pack 2-3 zone and never leave.
Right. So like, does it mirror the pace of the way that you want to play the game? Right. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I think that's an important aspect when you're thinking, absolutely, picking a specific defense, you have to dive into that. Like, you know, how can I, again, go back to the best opponent in the sectional or regional? How can I get that opponent to take bad shots, to miss shots, to not be able to rebound, to get them out of their comfort zone? But that will also complement, you know, if maybe I'm a Grinnell system guy, okay, then I'm going to run and jump the whole game. And that defense is going to fit into the style of play that I think there has to be a yin and a yang there defensively if it's going to be effective. But I think picking the defense goes to what you said, Coach, which what you started with is you have to look at your team. And how does this specific system fit into your team? Now, maybe you're in a small school and you know you can play pack line forever, and these are the kind of kids you're going to get, blah, blah, blah. And one of the reasons I funneled down came about is I knew this system would work with all my different types of styles, fast and slow and blah, blah, blah. I mean, that's where I think you have to deep dive into that. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I believe that it's essential for sure.
I think we're going to be a pack line team, period. And they stop. Okay. Are you sure that's the best style for you? So I think you have to do a deeper dive into that as a coach.
Well, I think your defense has to mirror what you can do offensively, right?
Right.
So like if you are a team that can't shoot well, you know, and that kind of thing. So maybe you want to, you know, have lots of turnovers and be able to, but like, then you're also making sacrifices in the pace of the game. Right. So like, there's always that give or take. So like, if you're not very strong offensively, yeah, you can have lots of pressure, but then you're making the game speed, which is allowing that other team that might be better than you to have more possessions likely later on. So like, there's a lot of math that goes involved too. So like, I think offense and defense have to mirror each other, and you have to give and take a little bit, and you have to see how they complement each other. I completely agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah. I think that's super important. All right. Anything else on picking a defense?
Let me look at your,
questions to ask yourself.
I think that the other question you need to ask is, do I have the knowledge to do this? You know, do you have the knowledge? Like there are just some, when I was coaching, I really became knowledgeable of the 3-2, and I watched several DVDs and I broke it down and I learned about it, and I got good at it. My team got good because I knew about it. I knew about the rotation, but I just can't throw a 1-3-1 and say that I'm really understanding of it unless I really understand the rotations, how it works, how can I adapt it, how can I change it, what are the weaknesses, how is it going to affect my offense. Like, you just can't throw things defensively, and that goes for offense too. Like, you just can't be a pick and roll team unless you know the knowledge of how to do it. So like, do you have the knowledge? Are you willing to put in that knowledge to best suit your to make your team use that for your team?
I muted myself. Anyway, so I think the key is go find who's good at it. So, you know, if you want to run the 1-3-1, you know, or you want to run the pack line, or you want to run and jump, you know, there are experts out there. Those are the people you should talk to. Like, you know, Coach Boone, if you want to do pack line, or Coach Bennett is great at pack line. I mean, he invented it, but, you know, if you want to do, you know, run and jump, you know, Eddie Arnitz from UW Stout runs a great run. There's experts out there that you, like you said, you watch TV. That's who you got to reach out to. Okay. I mean, that's my opinion. Like, if I want to know how to do something, I'm going to the expert. I'm going to the person that knows how to do that because they've spent their entire career getting really good at it. Similar to the funnel down defense. If you want to get good at it, I'm your guy, because trust me, no one knows it better. No one's spent the last 16 months of a world pandemic breaking it down to the nuances that I probably didn't have time to do before that. So Anyway, so that's what you have to do. You have to go find that expert. All right, coach, till next week.
Awesome. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Hey everybody, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like it. Go over and check out our other podcasts, High School Hoops, Teacher Side Gig, and then go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.